Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your new role with the symphony.
Hi there, my name's Ethan Lally. I'm the new music director for Synova, the Symphony Orchestra of Northern Virginia.
Yes, and thank you so much for joining us. Let's start there. Before we get to the lineup or any of the events, let's start with how excited you are. To take over. To be the new. Would I call you the new maestro? I guess. How exciting is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true for me. You know, I grew up in small town Alabama and, you know, slowly made my way north. And it's great to be a part of such a great orchestra that has a lot of culture, you know, inside the community. And it's an exciting time.
Now, where was small town Alabama? What town?
So I lived in Haleyville. It was actually the home of 911. That's the only claim to fame we have.
Wait, what do you mean? That's where they invented the call-in service, you mean? The emergency 911?
Yeah, absolutely. It's where the first call happened at.
Wow. All right. So basically in Alexandria, they're like, we have an emergency. We need a new maestro. Oh, let's dial 911 to Alabama and bring Ethan up.
Well, funny you say that. You know, I started as a last-minute replacement for the maestro before me. And I came in and conducted Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and it just kind of serendipitously happened, and I became the next maestro.
So that might be a fun story. We'll see. Maybe I'll use it, maybe I won't, but let's see. Go into that a little more. Who was the maestro before, and what exactly happened? Like, why was it like you needed the last minute substitution on that one?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeffrey Dokken has been the maestro for Synova since its inception. He's been there from the very beginning, and he has found other opportunities, and they were looking for a music director at the time. And his last concert, his last hurrah, he unfortunately had to have surgery on his arm. And so they had to find someone last minute. And I worked with Jeff in a different organization. And it just so happened, he asked me, say, hey, Ethan, within a week's time, do you think you could work up Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and conduct it, you know, so I can have this surgery? And anyone, any conductor in their right mind, when they hear Beethoven's Fifth, they're going to say yes. So I said yes, and then the rest is history.
Awesome. Well, remind our listener, you know, you're no, you know, slouch or anything. You got acclaimed. I'm looking at your bio. You've got some heavy hitter stuff on here. So remind our listeners some of the professional work you've done leading up to this, you know, Universal, Disney, all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a professional performer in Orlando with both the Walt Disney World Resort and Universal Orlando. And I was also a music director for a youth orchestra in Orlando, and then an associate conductor for the largest community orchestra in the country. And that was the CSC Arts Symphony Orchestra in Orlando, Florida. And then I found my way up to the DMV area. I worked with Encore Creativity for Older Adults. It's the largest choral organization in the country. And that's kind of what led me to Synova.
I love it. I love it. And real quick before the Encore and Synova, just doubling back really quick. Did you also do the Disney Cruise Line and their Hoop-Dee-Doo review? I've done both of those.
Yeah, I actually did. I started my Disney career as a performer on Disney Cruise Line, got to travel the world. It was just an absolutely exciting time in my life. And I will never forget it. And then I came back and I became part of Disney's longest running show on property at the Walt Disney World Resort called the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. It's just a good time of folk songs, singing to people while they eat fried chicken and strawberry shortcake. And I'm from the South, so that was felt like home to me.
Oh, yeah. You knew all about hoop-dee-dooing and reviewing. All right. So bringing it back now up to the DMV to take on this position, you mentioned the Encore Creativity for Older Adults. How does that tie into the ROCKS program?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the largest choral organization in the country, and it's for older adults 55 and up who want to sing. And they have two options of traditional choral music, and then they can also sing ROCKS music, which is what I help conduct. So we do rock and roll music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. And that's throughout all the DMV area.
Oh, that's cool. And then one other thing bringing us before we come full circle to Synova, is that right? Before we
that's
come back.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Before that, real quick, want to remind folks, you were also choral director at a Lutheran church in Virginia.
Absolutely. In Alexandria, Virginia, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. So come on down if you want to join a choir or just enjoy a wonderful community.
Nice. So you do that in addition to the Sonova, like you do it concurrently.
I absolutely do. And the great thing about it, they're about a half a mile apart. So it's all great and wonderful right here in downtown Alexandria.
Great. Oh, so does Sonova perform there as well? Or I guess all you, I mean, Sonova probably performs. Well, actually, let me say that. What venues, now that you're in this new position, what venues can we see you at?
Absolutely. So for this new concerts cycle and season we've just announced, we'll be doing all four of our concerts at the George Washington Masonic National Memorial Theater. And that's also a half a mile from my house. So
great.
It's all right there in the heart of Alexandria.
Awesome. All right. So you're in the Alexandria area. You mentioned there's four concerts coming up here, which I guess is it'll be the 12th season coming up. Let's take the four concerts in order and just tease each one if that's okay with you. So what's the first, what kicks off the new season? What's the first of those four?
Absolutely. So I'm super excited about this one. On the iconic date of Friday the 13th of October, we're going to have a Halloween concert, right?
Sorry. I stepped on you. I'd say when you said Halloween. So yeah, try that. I'm a Jason. So Friday the 13th, I'm a Jason. It's going to be killer.
Oh, absolutely, right? So on Friday the 13th of October, we'll open up our season with a concert entitled Symphonic Spooks. So this is going to be classical masterworks, masterpieces throughout the classical orchestra period that you don't really recognize as horror related until you hear it and you're like, oh, I've heard that in so many horror films and it's so iconic. I can't believe that was written in, you know, the 1700s. And then we'll also kind of incorporate with that with some modern horror film scores. So it's for the young and old, for all family friendly, just enjoying the Halloween season and all the spooky music that comes with it.
Give me some examples of both of what you just said, because now I'm envisioning how we can play this, you know, at teasing Halloween stuff too, in addition to just, you know, you taking, you know, joining the orchestra. So like, what are some of those old ones? You said the old orchestral from the 1700s we might know, as well as some of the new, you know, the horror movie ones. Like, is it Bernard Herrmann's Psycho? Is it John Carpenter Halloween? You know, give us a sample.
Absolutely. So we're going to take it way back to the 1700s, like I said earlier, with some Bach, actually. He wrote Toccata and Fugue in D minor. And you've heard that all throughout so many movies. Maybe you've seen Disney's Fantasia. Maybe you've seen Pirates of the Caribbean 2, where you saw Davy Jones playing it on the organ, right? So we're going to have some stuff like that that's still relevant today.
We'll what is it? Give me a quick hum version, if you can. What, remind our listeners which one that is.
Da 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 da.
Of course,
that whole iconic motif in the
everybody.
It's gonna
knows
sound
that.
A lot better on organ, I promise.
Yeah. No, it was great. All right, and then which newer movie ones did you mention that we might know?
Yeah, so we'll have some spooky favorites. You might hear a little bit of Addams Family. You might hear a little bit of John Carpenter's Halloween. It's going to have a lot throughout all the decades of just iconic horror music for, you know, young ones and old ones.
All right. I'm going to ask you to do your snapping ability for Addams Family. Ready? Da-na-na-na. Nice.
How did
welcome
I do?
Welcome to the orchestra. That's your initiation. You pass the snap test. You pass. All right. So that's the
Thank
first
you.
Big one. You said that's Friday the 13th. What's the second one after that? You said there's four. So what's number two?
Absolutely. So we'll be entering the holiday festivities of December, and we'll open up with a concert entitled Snow Days. And that's on Saturday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. Also at the George Washington Masonic National Memorial Theater.
And is that like Christmas carols, holiday tunes, or what all is that?
Sure. So it is, I would definitely say holiday tunes, but we take it a little bit further and we're really centering it around snow and around a snow day. I remember as a child, I grew up in Alabama, so we didn't get a whole lot of snow days, but when they came, we sure were excited about them. And that was like, everyone could be happy on a snow day because they get to, you know, stay home. They didn't have to go to work or they didn't have to go to school. And it's just all the celebratory music that goes along with that, far beyond just what you think of holiday music.
Yeah, and back then it wasn't, you know, you didn't get an alert or a tweet on your phone. You had to watch the little crawl at the bottom of the TV news. Are we closed?
Exactly.
Yes, our county's closed, especially in Alabama.
That was how I knew.
That's hilarious. All right. And then number three of out of four, what's the third one of the season?
Awesome. So number three is possibly my favorite. It's entitled, That's All Folks, Sonova Goes Loony. So we're going to be featuring some of the iconic, you know, classical masterpieces that were featured on Saturday morning cartoons, the Looney Tunes. And as growing up as a kid, that was my introduction to classical music. So I'm super excited about, you know, bringing in the cartoon aspect of, you know, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, you know, Senator Roadrunner, you know, Tasmanian Devil, all of that together with iconic classical music. And you'll see some really cool cartoons behind us as we play.
It's so funny you mentioned that the Looney Tunes, you know, Merry Melodies, a lot of folks. And, you know, whenever I interview not composers, but, you know, maestros or even opera directors in this area, a lot of them say to a person, they all say like the first opera or classical they heard was Bugs Bunny or Daffy or something. It's funny how that works. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting that we don't realize how accessible classical music was to us as children because we were enjoying it so much on a cartoon. And then you listen again and you're like, wow, this was a part of my childhood.
Yeah. And I love that you're giving a shout out to Porky Pig in the title with the concert called That's All Folks. But I guess we should say, that's not all folks, because you have one more. What's number four?
We absolutely do. So we'll close out our season with a concert titled Elements of Earth. And we're going to actually partner with a local dance company, Next Reflex Dance Collective. And so we're going to feature the four elements of Earth through music. But we're going to go even further because we're really trying to make sure that we make this more than just a musical experience, but an experience that, you know, ignites your five senses, right? So we know about, you know, the four elements, including, you know, wind and water, fire and earth. And we're going to try to hopefully recreate some of that as audiences member hear music from each of those elements. So maybe you'll feel some wind while you're listening to music that relates to wind.
You have no idea how hard it was for me not to burst into the Captain Planet theme when you started listening right? to elements. That's great. Well, it sounds like four great concerts this coming season. We have some Halloween stuff. We have some, you know, snow holiday wintry themed stuff. We have some Looney Tunes and then some elemental, you know, grounded earth stuff. That's great. Great. And then remind us, where'd you say all four of those are going to be?
Absolutely. So all four of our concerts will be at the George Washington Masonic National Memorial Theater right there in the heart of Alexandria. You can find tickets on our website, www.sonovamusic.org. And we pride ourselves on making all of our performances and concerts accessible and affordable. We don't want people to think just because it's classical music and it's orchestra that people can afford it. So you'll see that our prices are affordable for family alike.
Awesome. And then I guess sort of the final seconds here. I mean, I have more than enough to work with. Thanks so much. But like, I guess just to end it here, give us a sense of, you know, how many musicians are in the orchestra, you know, where they come from. Like, do most of them have day jobs and they sort of moonlight on the side doing this? Or is this like full time professional musicians where this is the only thing they do? Or yeah, like give me a sense of who makes up the orchestra.
Absolutely. So we have orchestra members from all over the DMV. We have around 60 that perform with us. Sometimes that's more, sometimes that's less, just according to the concert. And it's a mix of professional musicians and recreational performers that just enjoy it as a lifelong hobby of them. So we really pride ourselves as a semi-professional orchestra. And just to go back to the tickets, folks, the tickets start at $30, but we have cheaper tickets even than that. $25 for seniors, $15 for students, and then children 10 and under are free.
Awesome. Well, it sounds great. Everyone, again, check it out, sonovamusic.org for more information on the Symphony Orchestra of Northern Virginia. Yeah, congrats on you know, the new gig. And isn't there like a meet and greet on Tuesday the 22nd?
Absolutely. So we're going to be having a happy hour meet and greet where I can, you know, get to talk and get to know the musicians and also get to know members of the community and our patrons, you know. And we're super excited about that. It's going to be at Lost Boy Cider on August 22nd at 6 p.m. We'll also be selling our season tickets there. And one perk, if you buy your season tickets there, you get a free Sonova t-shirt. So you can rep Sonova on your off days. And that's going to be at Lost Boy Cider, 317 Hoofs Run Drive, Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah, we'll invite everyone to head out to the show. So thanks so much.
Can't wait to see you all. Thank you so much, Jason.